Okay, Chevra. So we have basically spent a lot of time discussing chatzitza by hair, and part of our discussion of chatzitza by hair took us to chatzitza in cases when water does come underneath, etc. And we also, in that context, we had the two hezberim that's found within the Zichron Yosef that Reb Moshe mentioned in that Chuvin Simen Samach Zayin as to what is the lumdus of the Zichron Yosef. Is the Zichron Yosef saying a halacha based on Arichos Hazman that if it's there for a certain time, it's not a chatzitza? And then we had 7 days, 30 days, 6 months. Alternatively, Reb Moshe preferred the Mahalach and the Zichron Yosef. That's not based on Arichos Hazman per se, but it's based on something that you could do at any time. And this is like the basic way to approach chatzitzas in general. Now, some of the guys asked me yesterday, what about a cast? Is a cast a chatzitza? So, just to plug in what we've learned, I don't think we'll say any chadushim now, like we've learned all these things beforehand. But if you remember, Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach is quoted in this Sefer Shulchan Shlomo, that Reb Shlomo Zalman was only mekal on a chatzitza based on Arichos Hazman if it is a chatzitza on the inside of the body. If it's in Beis HaSesarim. Basically, what Reb Shlomo Zalman is saying is that we're only going to use the Arichos Hazman Svara Behitz Taref, the fact that it's Beis HaSesarim, and the fact that the Ritva assumes that Beis HaSesarim might be only a Chatzitza Midrabanan. And then even if you're aware that Beis HaSesarim is going to be a Chatzitza Min HaTaira, but that Lecha Oira means that the Beis HaSesarim combines with everything else on the body, and it's unlikely that it's going to really be rove of the body. In other words, the daya that we quoted from the Sefer Pri Tahara, that we make a cheshbin of the Beis HaSesarim on its own, and we cheshbin out Beis HaSesarim, or shots up, or upshots, depending on what the term is, if we want to shots up the Beis HaSesarim, do we do it on its own? Do you do it with the rest of the body? The opinion that we do Beis HaSesarim on its own is a very rejected opinion. So therefore, Reb Shlomo Zalman says, behitz taref, that it's 30 days, and it's Beis HaSesarim, you could be mekel. Because push comes to shove, it's very likely that it's going to be derabbanan. So therefore, a cast, according to Reb Shlomo Zalman, you can't really be mekel, no? Because a cast is not Beis HaSesarim. Reb Mitzvi Pesach Frank, or Perish Pesach Frank, who, by the way, was the grandfather of Rosh Hashiva here, who's no longer a Rosh Hashiva here, Rabbi Yonason Sachs. You know, from Passaic, Rabbi Sachs' grandfather was Reb Hirsch Pesach Frank. So, Reb Hirsch Pesach Frank, by the way, was one of the Talmidim of, he was connected with the Badat Eid Haredis, but he also had a strong kesher with Maran HaRav Kook, and he was one of the people who was invited to be with Maran B'Shas Yitzias Neshama, no? Rav Kook invited a few of his Talmidim to be with him when he was about to be Nifter. He asked his Talmid, Rabbi Yechiel Michalta Kuczynski, who wrote the Sefer on Avelos, to give all the instructions what to do with him as he's about to be Nifter. At one point, he sent his Talmid, the Nazir, out of the room. He said, "You're a Kohen, I'm about to become a Goses, get lost." Right? There's like phenomenal things that were going on with Maran HaRav Kook. B'Shas Yitzias Neshama, one of the Talmidim present was Reb Hirsch Pesach Frank. So Tzvi Pesach Frank and his Chuvin Simen Kuf Samachay, but Tzvi Pesach Frank basically says, you know what, this Shaila is not a simple Shaila. The Shaila of a cast. And what you really have to do is you have to figure out whether the Baal can be Sholeit Benafsho. Sometimes if a husband can't be with his wife, it could lead to Averos. It could lead to Hotzah Zar Levatol or the like. So if the husband could be Sholeit Benafsho, so then you shouldn't go to the mikvah with the cast on. If the husband can't be sholeit benafsho, and it's there for a certain amount of time, then you can. Shai Schechter told me that Rabbi Forst in Far Rockaway does this. When he has a shaila of this nature, he'll meet with the couple, and he'll try to be yored to find out whether the husband is able to be sholeit benafsho. Again, Rabbi Forst is a tremendous tzaddik. Rabbi Forst, by the way, was brought to Far Rockaway to be the mashkiach in Shar Yoshev, no? You know this? There's a yeshiva in Far Rockaway called Shar Yoshev, Rabbi Freifeld's yeshiva. My Freifel's been, I remember him as a kid, but he's been dead for like 30 years. Rabbi Forst came to Far Happy to be the Mashgiach in Shai Yashuv, and it wasn't really working as a Mashgiach, so he sort of didn't have a job for like many, many years. He just like used to learn halacha all day, and then he started teaching halacha in the girls' high school in Teag. But I remember as a kid, like he was around Yeshiva Farakwe, like learning halacha all day. That's how big Binyamin Forrest. Like he writes all the art scroll books, no? He's a prolific author and like very careful. Very careful in halacha. So Rabbi Forrest, Shai told me, Rabbi Forrest will meet with couples and like do this Tzvi Pesach Frank thing. So he tried to find out whether the husband could be sholeit benafsho or not. I don't have any way of figuring this stuff out. And l'cha'ora, my understanding is that we live in a dar parots. And in our dar, I think the assumption should be that people cannot be sholeit. Again, there's a difference, obviously, between a few days, and not everything, I think, is a shasat chakodon, but nirlafi and the estaiti, that when we get shilas of this sort, we should be more inclined to be mekel, based on what Reb Tzvi Pesach says, but to be even more mekel than what he does. Okay, so basically what we have so far is a sugya relating to chatzitza that... with the casts, etc., that's what we have. I'd like to go through with you Se'ifim Zayin Chesen Tes in Shulchan Aruch, because these Se'ifim are all connected to one fundamental idea that the Beis Yosef quotes over here, but you only really chap if you go through the Gemara. So let's begin the Gemara. Samach Vava Mebeis. The Gemara has a bunch of statements. Amar Rava, Isha lo tamor al gabe klei cheres v'titbol. When you go to the mikveh, you shouldn't, the woman should not stand on klei cheres, because you're going to be scared. You're going to be scared. That's the maskana of the Gemara. Right? It's a little shaky, no? Literally, it's shaky to be on klei cheres. So therefore, you might not do a good job toivling. Next Gemara. Isha lo titbol b'nomol. You shouldn't go to the mikveh in a port, because there are boats that come, and the boats bring dirt up, and the dirt will get on you, and even if there's no dirt on her when she comes out, but Ema Briduni Nafal Zakli Gemara, maybe there was dirt previously, and the dirt came off. Then the Gemara tells us the famous thing that we know from the Darim Daf Mem, Avua Deshmo Avid Labanse Mekvais Biyaminisa, Mavzi Biyamitishri. It's like only eight words or something, and then there's like a Ran that, yesterday I think we mentioned that the Ran is even longer than the Golas. I think that's why we said it yesterday. Then the Gemara goes on about Nasna Tavshon Libna Lo Also La Tvila. If she gives some food to her son, some sticky, gooey food, so the Tvila doesn't count. Then the Gemara says, Rivdid Kosilta is not a Chatzitza until 3 days. Afterwards, it is a chatzitza. Rivdit kosilta is when you bloodlet. So there's going to be some blood that comes around the entrance wound, so to speak, into the body. The first 3 days, it's still moist. It's not a chatzitza. After 3 days, it is a chatzitza. Liflif shaba'ayin, if you have like gunk in the eye. So if it's lach, it's not a chatzitza. If it's yavish, it is a chatzitza. Kichol sheba'ayin, mascara in the eye, right? It's not a chatzitza. Kichol agabe ha'ayin is a chatzitza. Poschei nehabiyaiser, she opens her eyes too much. Otzmei nehabiyaiser is not a good tevila. Right? What exactly it means? She opens her eyes too much, she closes it too much, not a good chatzitza. We'll talk about it in a few minutes. But that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says the proper way to be tovel is derek yedei losa, like she is mosek zesim, etc., and she's picking olives. That's the proper way to be tovel. Beautiful. Now, the funny thing about this Gemara is in our texts of Gemara, we do not have this, but the Rabbeinu Chananu had a text, which Rashi says, don't have that text. But, right, often when Rashi says, don't have that text, that means that others have the text. And Rabbeinu Tam says, you should have the text. And the text basically says, Hani Mili L'taharis Avalol L'bayla. So there is a text in this Gemara that says Hani Mili. Now, all these things, or these things, I shouldn't say all these things are true to Harais, not by law. Now, Rashi does not have this text, which means L'cha'ora, that according to Rashi, all of these chatzitzas are chatzitza bein l'taharos, bein l'bayo. No? And that seems to be pretty reasonable, because you have to really scratch your head very hard to try to figure out a svara why lifluf shaba'ayim, k'choyol shaba'ayim, why would it be a chatzitza for taharos, not l'bayo? Like, maman nefshach. Right? If you are makbid, it's a chatzitza, bein l'taharos, bein l'bayo. If you're not makbid, it's not a chatzitza, bein l'taharis, bein l'bayla. The savara that it's a chatzitza for taharis, not l'bayla, requires a lot of head scratching. And if you scratch your head, you have to wash them until you're dying. So you don't want to scratch your head. So therefore, Rashi says, we don't have the girsa. Rabbi Yochananel has the girsa. Rabbi Nutam defends the girsa. Now, in the Taisus' presentation of this, Taisus says that you can't say that these chatzitzes are only for taharis, because the authors of the statements in the Gemara are Rava, Rabbi Bar Chama, etc. These are Amoraim from Bavel. And Amoraim from Bavel do not deal with taharos. Taharos is something that is, you know, taharis is something that's foreign to people from Babel. Taharis is an Eretz Yisrael dekazach, no? So therefore, the Bali HaTosfos say, obviously this entire Gemara is like what Rashi says, is bein lebayla, bein letaharis. Moreover, the Bali HaTosfos note that the Lashon HaGemara seems to be isha, isha, isha. Isha would sound like it's Rabbaila. If the din is taharos, going to the mikveh because I'm tamei, right? A man and a woman could both go to the mikveh, right? Even men are subject to tumah, correct, Mr. Kurtz? Right? Obviously. Right? It's a darn pashy. Even men are subject to tumah. So the pashtus in the Gemara would seem like these chatzitzes are bein letaharis, bein lebaila. And the Shach in Sifkatin Yud Gimel knows that the Mechaber over here seems to paskin that these chatzitzes are even labayla. You see, we have three se'ifim that we're talking about now. Zayin, Ches, and Tes. Zayin is about lifluf sheba'ayin, no? The gunk in the eye. And it says that lifluf sheba'chutz la'ayin is a chatzitza. Why is it a chatzitza? Maybe this is true only l'taharis. Next din, sivches, kichol, shechutz la'ayin is a chatzitza. Maybe it's true only l'taharis. The fact that the Mechaber quotes lifluf and kichol and dam yavesh, by the way, is not found in our Gemara anywhere. Our Gemara only speaks about rivda dekusilta, no? Gemara only speaks about when you bloodlet. Apparently, the Rambam had a different girsa. The Goyin and Sifkat and Memdalid. The Goyin and Sifkat and Memdalid gives an arichus, arichus, arichus devarim about this entire sugya. And the Goyin says that al karchacha, the Rambam had like an extra line in the Gemara that makes it to the Shulchan Aruch, that any dam yavesh, right? Dam yavesh, al hamaka, right, etc. Maybe gimel yomim, it's all the same. It's just, it's added into Gemara. B'kitzur hama'asef, the fact is that Shulchan Aruch is obviously assuming that these chatzitzes are bein letaharos, bein labayla. Right? Lifluf sheba'ayin, kechol, dam, all these things, right? The Mechaber paskins that these are chatzitzes. Our karkacha that tells me that the din of chatzitza is formulated bein letaharos, bein labayla. Comes along the Shach, however, and as we know, the Shach has a proclivity. Proclivity is a big English word, right? Mistama, you don't hear it in Shurim in the Mira Yeshiva, but it's still English, nonetheless. So the word proclivity means a tendency, a netiyah. Right? Who translated it as netiyah? That's very good. Right? Shkoyach. Right? So the Shach has an atiya to say that all Rishonim agree with him. And the Shach stacks the deck. And he quotes, right, that there's a Rambam, and a Ravid, and a Rashba, and a Rabbeinu Yeruchim, and a Smag, and. That all of these Rishonim hold that the Chatzitza is only L'Taharis, not L'Baila. Nonetheless, the Shach says, there are some Rishonim within this camp, the Mordechai is notable for this respect, that they say that L'Chatzchila, these are Chatzitzas L'Inyan Baila also. Meaning, I have a school of Rishonim who say that these things are not chatzitza at all, l'bayla. But within that school, there are some who say that l'chatchila, it's a chatzitza l'bayla. So therefore the Shach, acharei kechlos hakol, the Shach concludes that these things are a chatzitza l'bayla l'chatchila, but bidi eved, we will rely on all of these Rishonim that it is not a chatzitza labayla against the Shulchan Aruch in Sifch Zayin, Ches, and Tes. The Mechaber Zayin, Ches, Tes says, Lefu Shaba'ayin, Kichol Shaba'ayin, Dam, all these things are a chatzitza. The Shach says, yeah, but there's this other girsa floating around, the girsa of the Rabbeinu Chanana, the Rabbeinu Tam, woo! All Paskin like. And therefore the Shach says, you know what? Bidi Eved, it is not going to be a chatzitza le'inyin baila, but the way the Shach says it leaves room open for later jurists to have a conversation. Because the last on the Shach is, Hecha de'efshar she'tit bo'shenis yesh lahachmir, ava hecha de'lo efshar k'day heim kohanach rabavasa lismaych aleihem she'pasku de'lataris davke itmar v'lo le'baila. Zak the Shach, if it's Eafshar, you could be so mech on this whole list of Rishonim. Now, Yesh lehistapek, what does Eafshar mean according to the Shach? Does Eafshar mean if she was already together with the husband, then you could be mekel? Does Eafshar mean that maybe you could be mekel on these things even before she was with the husband once she's home? If she can't go back to the mikvah without missing a night together with the husband. They find out about this. You find out you have some kechol shaba'ayin, like at 1 o'clock in the morning. Right? So the mikvah is closed already. You'll miss a night being with your husband. Is that considered e'efshar? It's not clear from the Shach what e'efshar is. And Maran Harav Sheva Talevi, in his Sefer, on page 318, writes, Yesh lehistapek, what does this mean? Right? He doesn't know whether it's lonsa or lo lonsa, right? The pre-tahara assumes that even maybe missing a night with your husband is considered e'efshar, but no one is sure exactly what pshat in the Shach is, but hayotze, the Shach is saying that all of these dinim, sif zayin, ches, and tes, are not true lebayla al koponim bidi eved bidi yafshar. Right? So far so good? Now, the thing is though, that the Shach decides to add weapons to his ammunition. So Shach says, not only do I have a whole school of Rishonim, right? Rambam, Rashba, Ravid, Rabbeinu Yeruchim, Smag, woo! Right, whole long list. Not only do they have a whole long list of Rishonim who assume that these things are not chatzitza l'bayla, but the Mechaber himself holds this way. Wow. Right? What do you mean? The Mechaber says, Lifluf Sheba'ayin, Kechoyo is a chatzitza. What do you mean the Mechaber holds this way? The Shach says, you got to keep on reading, no? This is like the joke that they say about Rabbi Yitzchak Cohen. You know, you see a bechin to get into MTA. He's like, okay, let's turn the mission. Our of us. Four fathers. Who are the four fathers? I only know Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. Who are the four fathers? Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. Oh, only three? Four? Three? Four? What is it? Right? So Rabbi Cohen says, you gotta go weiter. Gotta go weiter. Arba Avos Nezikin. Right? The invitation is not bad, is it? Half a point?
More
than half a point. Three quarters.
Four
or five quarters. Oh my gosh. You're a hard judge. But
70% of Rotten Tomatoes.
What?
70% of Rotten Tomatoes.
70% of Rotten Tomatoes. Okay, Shkoya.
Fuzzy man.
You have to check kids in mind also.
Well, the funny thing is, like, some of you guys know what Rotten Tomatoes is, and others of you have no idea. Is that correct?
We're showing what you're calling.
Modern Orthodoxy.
Modern Orthodoxy, that's right.
Torah movies.
Torah movies. Did I tell you about when Sally, Mayor Soloveitchik, convinced YU security that his grandfather, Reb Aaron, needed cable TV? Because Reb Aaron had an apartment they only used like one night a week. So Sally convinced them that Reb Aaron needed like premium cable with like all the things. So we used to have like these parties late Thursday nights after Mishra. We'd learn till 1 o'clock in the morning, then we had like parties in Reb Aaron's room. This was like a thing. Like, we had salsa with chips. Rabbi Feldman developed his tremendous bakias in The Simpsons. Then. This is all true. You could ask him. Like, this is mamish facts. Oh. So the Shach says, Rabbi Ozai, that the Mechaber himself quotes the opinion that these chatzitzes are only l'taharis, not l'bayla. And he says that this Mechaber can be found in Se'if Lamed Hey and Se'if Lamed Tes. Let's say a woman is tovelas bekoma zakufa. Let's say she goes into the mikvah straight, like this. No? Bekoma zakufa. Or let's say she's tovelas and it is utzma ineha beyoser. So in Se'if Lamed Tes, the Mechaber has two opinions about utzma ineha beyoser. Utzma ineha beyoser be like, you squish up your eyes, no? By the way, utzma ineha beyoser probably means there's a chatzitza because this part of my eye is supposed to have water on it. Now this is the exterior of my body. If it's utzma ineha beyoser, if I close it too much, so then I have my eyelid covering that area, no? So l'cha'ora, utzma ineha beyoser, it's two opinions on the Mechaber, whether b'di'evet b'tzivua is good or not. And if she's tovelos b'koma zakufa, it's two opinions on the Mechaber and siflam and hay. Says the Shach, 1 second, that means that the Mechaber himself in siflam and hay, and the Mechaber himself in siflam and test, is quoting two opinions. And the two opinions of l'cha'ora are the two gersaos as to whether hani mili l'taharis abal l'bayla lo. So says the Shach, the Mechaber himself holds of the two opinions. So our parshacha, that other opinion is a valid opinion, and therefore if Zion chas and tes, b'di'eved, b'di'efshar, says the Shach, you can rely on those other opinions. And if it's Efshar, there's Lifluf Shabbat, Chutz La'ayin, or Kechosha Chutz La'ayin, whatever it is, you can say it's not a Chatzitza L'Bayla. Ad Kan Divrei HaShach, but like in a classical Shach move, he says, I'm not arguing on the Mechaber, I am more Mechabering than the Mechaber. Right? I think that is the Pshat in the Shach. So halacha zayin through test is a din lechatchila because according to the Shach, because lechatchila the Mordechai says lebayla we treat like taharis, but b'di'eved, right, b'di'eved b'di'efshar you can rely on the other girsa. That is the shita of the Shach. Now this could come up. Now let's say a woman has mascara that she didn't remove. They give you like this whole mikveh checklist. What to do before you go to the mikveh. Let's say she didn't remove eye makeup or something. That's kechol shechutz la'ayin. In the situation that the couple was already together, for sure, I think, again, the Shevet HaLevi is mesupik, but l'chora, I think most Morei Hora would say, if the couple is already together, you rely on the other girsa in the Gemara, the Shach quotes, that b'di'eved, it's going to be okay. Woof! Right? Ad kan divrei hashach. Moshe Kurtz, the chassan, has a question.
Maybe I'm that's used. So is it possible mascara would fall in the category of things that don't have mamushes?
Of what?
Would it fall in the category of things that don't have mamushes?
Ooh, you have to wait 7 minutes, and we'll try to discuss that. That's a very good question. We'll have to... Right? In other words, you're asking a question that kosher hula... That there are two opinions in the Rashba about whether I say kosher hula noi eno chotzeitz in a situation... Maybe I'll talk about it now even. Right? Moshe's asking the fun question. We have a rule that kosher hula noi eno chotzeitz. There's a shayla. What does that mean? So the Rashba is one opinion that whatever is lanoi, even if there's mamoshes, it's not a chatzitza. The other opinion of the Rashba is that it's only not going to be a chatzitza if it is lanoi and there is no mamoshes. Does mascara have mamoshes? So one way of saying is that maybe mascara has mamoshes and we're going like the other opinion. But we could say something razzle-dazzle also, which I think is more correct, lahalacha. You see, when I say kosher lanoi, it could be that kechosher chutz la'ayin, some of the achrayim, I don't remember what's in the Badei Shochet, what's in the Mishmer Satara, I didn't look everything up already, but in one of those svarim it says that maybe the case of kechosher b'chutz la'ayin is in a place where it's not lanoi. You know, sometimes you put like mascara on, like you normally wear mascara, like your face a millimeter away from your eye. And sometimes you put mascara on to look like a lion or a tiger for Purim. Right? So you have, right? So that's chutz la'ayin, but in a place where it doesn't normally go. So we can't say that's lanoi, because that's not the normal way of wearing mascara. Alternatively, in the, I think the pre-Tahara likes this svara more. One thing about makeup is that makeup, when it gets wet, gets runny. So even if the mascara was lanoi beforehand, but it's zicher, certainly not lanoi after she went to the mikvah. So one could argue that I don't have a heter of lanoi in this case. So I have three approaches. Either it's very thick, or it's in a different part of the eye, is a little further than it usually is. Alternatively, because it's going to run, so that's why, right? Because it's going to run, so maybe that's why it's going to be more of a hatzitza.
So I don't understand why we need a noise for. I think the Taz distinguishes between ink and soot.
The Taz says if you touch like the heating element in the mikvah and there's like the black soot that gets in it, that's what you're referring to, yeah.
So there you don't even need the svara of noi, but I think he brings up the svara that doesn't have much.
So again, so generally speaking, it's hard to be makel based on just one svara on its own. Haloch lamay, so it's going to be difficult, right? I have a story about that, but maybe I'll tell it to you later. Now, the Shach is interesting over here. And if you read the Be'er Hagra in Os Mem Daled, you see just how interesting this Shach is. You see, we had a Gemara starting on Samach Vavim Beis, going until the Bam Samach Zayin Amrav, in like, what, 8 cases. And the Gemara says, Hani Mili L'Taharis Avon L'Bayi L'Lo. Right? According to the gears of the Rebbe Nochanano. Now, the Hani Mili, what's it going on? Is it going on... So Hani Mili comes at the end. So is it going only on case 8? Is it going on case 7 and case 8? Is it going on 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8? Like, where do you start? Where do you end? Right? So the ending is presumably the end of case 8. But it's entirely possible that the Rishonim are disagreeing about how far the Hani Mili goes. And if you look at the Be'er Hagran Os Mem Daled, he points out like there's 4 different shittas in Rishonim about how early you start. Do you say that Isha lo tamor al kli cheres v'titbol, that's also l'taharis, not l'bailo? Right? Do you go all the way back to the beginning? Or do you say it only starts at the end? And there's like around 4 different shitas to be shown in, and if you read the Gemara very carefully, if you begin in Gemara Shir, you can point out the nuances in the Lashon between some of the cases that might indicate that the Hani Mili is starting later. So one could say that the Taz, that excuse me, the Shach, is not really accurate. When the Shach says, oh, the Mechaber himself in Sif Lamed Hei and Lamed Tes quotes that the shitas might not be labayla, or two opinions, whether we have the girsa, So we could say, one second, those are cases 7 and 8 in the Gemara. Those are the last cases in the Gemara. If those are the last cases in the Gemara, so Ken Min Zogim, you could suggest that the Mechaber holds the last cases in the Gemara. Perhaps there's a Girsa Hani Mili, the Taharis HaMalabayla, low. But to go earlier, whoa, maybe not. No? The Shach is assuming that the Girsa is going on the entire Amud, or at least on the cases of Lifluv and Kechol and Rivta de Kusilta. One could argue that the Hani Mili is after those, and maybe the Hani Mili is only going on the previous two cases. Im Kenim HaDvarim, so then I think we can... Im Kenim HaDvarim, so we could explain the Mechaber. Again, you have to go very carefully through each Mishon and the different Gersos. The Goyin did a lot of work in Sifkotin... in Sifkatin Memdalet, and I think that's basically the gear. So if you want to read through the Gemara carefully, sometimes the Gemara has a Lashon Lo Oso Lo Tevila, sometimes the Gemara has a Lashon called Tzetzes. Right? It could be that, like, when you read the Gemara with a fine tooth comb, you can uncover pearls of wisdom over here, but right now we're just speaking in broad strokes. Beseder Rabotai? Should we go on? Let's go weiter. Contact lenses. I've had this shayla, no? I mean, not me, myself. My wife doesn't wear lenses. But I've had people who come to me and say, oh, I went to the mikveh wearing lenses. What's the halacha, Rabotai? You went to the mikveh wearing contact lenses. Dun, 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 dun.
I know some people wear contact lenses from Illinois, but because they think they look better that
way. Okay, so I don't know if that would be Illinois, because Illinois l'chora means, not just I don't like my glasses, right? L'chora, that's a similar idea to what we spoke about, like with the braces, that I don't know if Illinois would help. Is the inside of the eye, is that beis hasesarim? Do you have to open your eyes when you go to the mikvah? Right? Open your mouth, open your eyes, achar or not. Now, Tosis on Samech Zayin Amar Aleph, Dibur Maaseh Pascha in Rabbi Yosef, has two opinions, but the Pashtus is on Shulchan Aruch Pascha, you don't have to open your eyes, Bedafka. No? Okay. L'cha'ora, the eyeball is Beis HaSesarim. No? Beis HaSesarim means an area that is sometimes Megula, sometimes Mechusa. Reb Moshe Feinstein, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Levrach, Chelik Aleph of Igris Moshe Simin Kuf Dalet. Reb Moshe says, "B'mashem tziyu mechadosh contact lenses." So Reb Moshe writes that I have a big chiddush. My chiddush, says Reb Moshe, is that chatzitza bebeis hasesarim has a different hagadara than chatzitza anywhere else. Anywhere else on the body, chatzitza is the pshat that even if it's not mamish attached, it's a chatzitza. That's similar to what we spoke about yesterday in Sif Beis and Sif Daled with the Chutei Cyrus, etc. It might not mamish be glued together. But by Beis HaSesarim, when Moshe writes, everybody knows the chiddush that I wrote to so-and-so years ago. It happens that chiddush is in a longer tshuva, Igris Moshe Chelek Aleph, Simin Tzadi Ches. It's the tshuva after Tzadi Zayin, Tzadi Ches. Reb Moshe's chiddush is that by Beis HaSesarim, it's only a chatzitza if it's mamish adhered, fixed, attached to the Beis HaSesarim. And Zot Reb Moshe, everybody who knows contact lenses, knows that you do not take Elmer's glue and put your contact lenses in your eye. That would be very bad. Right? Or certainly you don't take Gorilla glue and then put the contact lenses in your eye. Right? Einenu Haroos. Right? That the lenses are not mamet attached to the eye. So therefore, Reb Moshe says, l'shitasi, that the definition of a chatzitza by Beis HaSesarim is it's got to be attached. So it's not a chatzitza. Reb Moshe is, for example, make or even on a glass eye. Again, I don't know of anyone who has a glass eye, really. But apparently there are people that the eyeball mamish falls out, no? So they have a piece of glass. That it looks like an eyeball, no? Some could say in that case that's mamish lanoi. No, you'd look like a cyclops without it, right? Literally, right? But the glass eye that Moshe says is not a chatzitza because it's not mamish attached to the beis hasasarim. Whatever is not attached to the beis hasasarim is not a chatzitza. That's where Moshe's shita. So according to Moshe, contact lenses are not a chatzitza. Meidach, others assume that contact lenses are merely a chatzitza. No? Here Shlomo Zalman Arbach, in the Shulchan Shlomo, quotes that he thinks contact lenses is a full-fledged chatzitza. And on page 115, right, they quote, the Chacham Echad Hevi Estasa Igris Moshe, right? One of the Talmidim apparently brought the Igris Moshe to Reb Shlomo Zalman. Reb Shlomo Zalman said it's a chatzitza. If it's contact lenses, says Reb Shlomo Zalman, that you wear for a very long time, there's certain lenses that you can get and you can wear for like 2 months straight, 3 months straight, no? Or a year straight. And if you wear lenses, sometimes. But aren't they have these type of lenses that you can wear for a very long time? So those ones that serve Shlomo Zalman is not a chatzitza. But the ones that you take out every night is a chatzitza. They brought him the Igris Moshe, but Shlomo Zalman did not like the Igris Moshe at all. And he said, you know what, Reb Moshe should say that you have to take it out on Kopanim. He thinks the whole Igris Moshe is basically wrong. Nirlofi and Niestaiti, and I saw that Rav Vosner has this. Nirlofi and Niestaiti, that when it comes to contact lenses, the real issue might be Pascha Einecha B'Yoser or Otzma Einecha B'Yoser. As a kid, I used to wear lenses until my eyes got much worse, no? And I went in camp a few times. Kids sometimes have like this shtick that they push other kids into the pool, like just for fun. So a few occasions I was pushed into the pool with my contact lenses in. I was, by the way, always beaten up. I was bullied. Right? It's official. I wrote an article about this. Muhammad Ali tried to teach me how to fight. Even he wasn't successful. What can we do? But when I was pushed into the pool with contact lenses, and whenever you're wearing lenses, like by definition, you're like, your eyes, like you shut your eyes, no? I think the mitzvah is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us in this way, that we don't want our lenses to go floating out in the water, right? So, like, you shut your eyes. If that's the case, that might be Otzmei Nehabi Yoser. And then it's totally the 2 days in Siflamites, whether Osola Tevila or not. So the Shevet HaLevi on page 318 says, Yesh Bazech Shash, and I think that's a very reasonable approach, no? Now the contact lenses is going to be atzma eineha b'yaser. It could be that it's not a chatzitza in the sense of, right, the soft lenses, they call them hydrophilic lenses, no? Hydrophilic means that they're like water. And they are basically, they are resting on a thin level of tears on top of your eyeball, correct? I think that's the big lumpus of contact lenses. People used to wear hard lenses. I don't think they exist anymore so much. Unless you have like very bad eyes or some condition. People who wear lenses, they wear soft lenses, correct? Everyone wears soft lenses. Soft lenses are called hydrophilic lenses, whatever. That means that they're on a level of water. So l'cha'ora, it should not really be a chatzitza mitzad that, because the water would touch the water in theory. But out the utzmei neha b'yoser, I think we have to discuss that. They do quote in the Taharas Habayis in volume 3, Chacham Avadi Yosef, volume 3, page 26, says that she can be tovel even l'chatchila in contact lenses. V'ani lo hevanti devarav. I don't understand it. It seems that l'cha'ora, all these things, you should be choshesh that it's going to be a chatzitza. Obviously, there's much more to say about some of these things, but Emir Tzahashem, the guys need a day off from Shir this week, or can we keep on going tomorrow on Thursday? I want to keep on going. Okay, so we're going to try to cover more of the chatzitzas. Actually, that wasn't bad. Covering the chatzitza. That's a shayla. Chatzitza al gabe chatzitza, no? Oh, do we speak about that? Rabbi Yashiv is quoted in the Shari Tevila as saying that if you're going to be tevil with a cast, you have to make sure that there's no chatzitza on top of your cast. Rabbi Yashiv is a machmir on chatzitza al gabe chatzitza. In Lumdis, you could write a whole sefer about that question. One chatzitza on top of another chatzitza. But again, Old Chazon Lamoed, we'll discuss it in the future. Okay, Chevra, may you have a blessed and marvelous day.